That's the actual name of our CD called Ready for the Times. If you go looking for it, I think there's 30 copies left in the world.
I got a tendency to sweat words there. We're going to do a tune now that was one of the first things that Doc actually recorded that was heard by folks outside of this part of the country. Ralph Rinsler came down to Wildcat Cove, Deep Gap, North Carolina, just
looking
shy of Boone there.
What's that?
Looking for Tom Ashley. And what was the story? Tom's not here. We're looking for some, you know, authentic mountain music, right? And he was told, but there's this guy, Doc Watson, Arthel Watson, but I don't know if he's your man. He plays electric guitar.
Yeah, so the window to his house, and he had no electricity and an electric guitar at his house. So they took him to the little studio they had made in someone's house and just had, blankets up on the walls. And Doc played this song, and this was the song they were after from Clarence Ashley, and they realized that Doc, at that point, wasn't a hillbilly electric guitar player, that he was actually a really great banjo player, really great singer, knew a lot about traditional music. And this is the song that kind of started it off for him, called The Cuckoo.